About Apostle got a concern that Ephraim reports to another portfolio, not to this one. So I don't know how we can get over this, that and our oversight, our mandate of the Department of Energy. And also, 90% of the energy supply in this country is from coal. The constraint that Eskom, one of the entities, has put on the energy department alone, it's, I don't know how many trillion rand used in coal alone that were delivered to Maduki and never used for obvious reasons. We all know that Maduki was supposed to be finished years ago and to have management decisions. I don't know, how do we overcome, in short, these things if the Department of Energy got no real mandate then to take the people to talk? For now, Chair, I would maybe like to carry on. Thank you.
propose that we need to have change and that the second one. Is 17.9 the question that we submit after the certain comma non-exposure code and use the sentence that presents itself, the details of the strategy and any process of this strategy.
So it's just in terms of what partnership takes and the addition of the point three and the balance that I'm going to provide reasoning as to why should I propose to use it seems quite a relevant point considering the very Dutch definition of South Africa and considering biofuel to geoquire water. As well as the integrated infrastructure review and the related reports there. we are aware that the procurement documentation has been finalised at present. It has been delayed by over a month, and there is no actual procurement documentation being made available. And I think the procurement documentation must be made available to this committee as well, which is seen by the Department of Planning and Procurement. In terms of the way the sentence is read, we're suggesting that the documents that are enlisted there are the procurement documentation itself. What I'm suggesting is that the procurement document is itself a document by itself. It should be presented to the committee in addition to the other reports that we asked for. And I think we should also expand it into all reports done by all departments. We are aware, for example, that DTI has three or four of their own reports on implementation of integration for Africa and the implication for industrialization of Africa. We definitely like to see those reports because obviously that seems to impact and on decision making around nuclear. So Chair, I'm suggesting that the procurement documentation and itself a document that we'd like to see. The other documents that they should have, well, as the documents we've listed there, and any other documents pertaining to nuclear as drafted by departments such as DTI, Treasury, and other relevant departments working on the nuclear procurement project, so that we expand that line not only to the process of energy, but more broadly, Chair, that we get a full understanding of the full understanding of our government's support of nuclear, and who's preferring what departments are involved, etc. And I think we should, if possible, Chair, I know the committee will probably not agree, but look for a timeline, because once again, we asked for this decision for our report in October 2015, we're now asking for it again in May of 2016. We're going to be asking for it again in October of 2016 and again in May of 2017. Committee, we can't in a unified manner ask the executive to be accountable to what that limit is to. We are undermining ourselves and undermining partners and not the other opportunities of the partners. Chairman, also I would like to see an inclusion on the recommendation of the public hearing on nuclear, which we have discussed more than ever. We also include this into the recommendations, Minister, that the public hearing must be held forthwith and very soon, considering that the procurement process is apparently underway and according to reports from the Senate table once again, that this deal is done, you know, done and dusted. We keep hearing it's done and dusted, our government keeps telling us it isn't. We keep hearing that it's been open from France, keep hearing public and the comment range. It's long in the soup, it's long in the day. So if you can please look at this recommendation, I'm happy to work with my colleagues to reword it in a way that they feel is closed enough, not really that the country's interest, but open enough to make sure that your pushing for national transparency is on the key as well. Also, we can keep the commission to the closing public hearings with the relevant stakeholders and the public for comment. It's important that we consider the commitment to what we want, it's not in the recommendation. Can we keep our same level of consistency? I'm happy to word it in whichever way my ANC colleagues are comfortable with.
So that's on the public hearing. I think we should return to that. But on food, on our
You don't need a doctor. You have a good job in the legal parliament in both sides. So, Chairman, I honestly think that we can find wording that allows us to get the most exhaustive set of documents, including the procurement document, which now has been limbo for over a month. I'm not a member of the department, I don't know the exact knowledge, but there is a document that will request, so there's a request for information, then there will be a request for proposal. So I'm trying to say to you, there's a holistic process of procurement, and part of the procurement process are several steps of documentation. One request information, one requesting various funds. I'm not a procurement specialist, I just want to you one. I'm saying there are various funds as part of that process that the department should table to this committee as well as making it publicly available as part of the process. I do not think that's a strange request.
Information like that. No.
minister said to Obama, it's the formulation that says, now, the digital has always had this way to call on card. If the specific reference for the procurement document is inside the document. So if you are trying that is that, this would edit. So let's do this. We call to this in the inside of the country, present a key new PS, procurement documentation. It says so on our card. Multi-year procurement documentation, including the integrated nutrient production regime, finance options, models and solutions for the nutrient use program, and economic interest of localization of the program, comma, and any other relevant documentation to the PCE. And update the comment on a regular basis regarding the nuclear control process.
Yes.
So that's what I told you to do.
I was happy to
do that. All I don't want to make reference to other departments that the wrong oversight over the same for computation. But all the information that is relevant to the nuclear program will call for it when you know about it. So we should have a formulation that covers that. That is why we have to find us to be able to call for them. So, please can you please show the information of the honor of us?
I'm a minister of the and the honor of the with your army and the other army prior to the constitution.
Given the report, we have not seen right thing your amendment. You made a suggestion of an amendment. What is the final statement of your amendment? I can't reach to something I don't know which exact wording of. So would you mind please drafting your exact amendment, presenting it to us so we can accept it as a committee, and then we can move on adoption. You can't move on adoption on words you stated that are not even in the report yet. We're not final, what's the final realization of those comments are.
Right now. The integrated nuclear infrastructure review for the options and solutions for the nuclear waste program, including the impact of localization of the nuclear program, and any other relevant documentation to the PCE and update committee on a regular basis regarding the nuclear program. This is putting it up. So, because the important change that was being made is that we should have any other relevant documentation. So I want to ask if that so that can call for any relevant documentation that they will come our way. So can we make the change?
It's done.
We have made a change to 24, right? We've changed to 22.
I think the formulation is moving around, which I think you almost said. But I have two key concerns. The word in relevance. Who determines relevance? You determine relevance, I determine relevance, the minister determines relevance. Who determines relevance? This is a very broad concept.
Relevance
is my root link to Splitback. Second of all, Chairman, you say that relevant documentation. I become aware of documentation that exists in DPI about the NICA procurement process, which was never presented to this committee, which we're not even aware of. So how are we, if we're not even aware that these documents are being produced by other departments, are we ever going to have time to deal with a request that it's being relevant? My question is that the minister, who should be aware of the documentation around NICA being presented by this department, has to make those documents available to the committee. It's not, you can't ask for reports from government over this. someone knows they exist, they have to kind of take it that we can redetermine relevance where we won't see it. So relevance is determined by the committee, and also there has to be some sort of mechanism for us to get reports that are being produced by other branches of the executive. As I said, I can't call for a report I don't exist.
Hello, Chair. Thank you so much. I would
I don't see the move. Anyway, so I said, I just thought it must be adopted by them. I think it's the adoption is made by the honorable pastor of God to use the cost. Thank you. Thank you very much. Tell me more, and then the extended time is coming now.